Who says you can't sing "O Christmas Tree" while basking on the sunny shores of an island in the Bahamas? Or where is it written you can't sip eggnog on the deck of a cruise ship in the middle of the Indian Ocean? Truth is, Santa would even consider a winter getaway if you weren't so busy this time of year. You, on the other hand, may very well have the time. So we get tips right now on where to go and what to see during these cold winter months from John Haggins, who calls himself the Globetrotter. He is a travel and food writer, and he has his own vacation TV show in New York City, where he joins us right now from our NPR bureau. John, must be nice to trek the world and get paid for it.
Oh, yeah.
I've decided I want to travel this winter, maybe even before the holidays are over. I've got a little money in a pocket and a rich sense of adventure. So, where are you going to send me?
Well, I just came back from Half Moon Cay, which is part of the Holland America cruise, and it's a private island where the horses swam in the ocean, and we rode them along the shore, and it was just the most extraordinary experience. 2 days later, our thighs were hurting, but it was such a great experience.
What if I'm looking for a place that I can have fun? But what if I want to learn something, too?
About a culture, perhaps.
Maybe.
Another culture other than what we learn here. You might want to go down to Natal. They're going to have direct flights in February. Brazil is going to have those flights, which only take 7 hours. And they have 365 white sand beaches that are just so extraordinary. And you can do all kinds of things like sand duning, arabunda, sky bunda, which means you're on a rope about 7 stories high and you just propel yourself all the way down into the water. And then you have wonderful floats that they take the dune buggies across the sea on. And it's just an experience that you would never, ever. And there aren't that many Americans, so you don't run into a lot of American tourists. So it's a real new destination that Americans can go to. Most people go to Rio, and everybody knows Rio. And Salvador has the largest African population outside of Africa. An awful lot of African Americans go there because it's a cultural experience, the candomblé, the cachoeira, all of the wonderful things there that you can experience and learn from all these wonderful people.
And it's summertime down there right now.
Absolutely. And that's the best time to go, especially when it's cold here and you don't have to wear jackets. You can be in a T-shirt or your skivy-divy or floss, as all the Brazilians wear.
I have seen that. It's something to see for sure. What about if I'm thinking about bringing the kids? Where's a good place to keep them excited?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You talk about kids because a lot of accommodations are being made for kids on cruise ships as well. So they have nannies. You have resorts in the Caribbean where they have nannies as well, and they can also have those inclusive resorts like beaches or any of the others where they can just play and be away from you, and you can have your private time during the day, which is really terrific.
This sounds really great and exotic. How exotic is it in the pocketbook to do some of these things?
Well, you know, you can check the papers all the time. Often, African Americans travel in groups as opposed to independently. They will do a family reunion or they'll get their friends together. And as a group, it's more economical because it's amortized over the whole group as opposed to individuals. So it's a good way to travel. And it's a good thing to watch the newspapers for bargains. During the holiday season, the prices go up a bit. But during the off-season, it's fantastic. You get great buys, sometimes half price, which is fantastic.
If you're a single person, John, is it better to travel alone? Can traveling alone be just as fun as traveling with a group? And where does a single person go?
You can go anywhere you like. However, I think it opens up where you have to, you're forced to talk to people and to meet people as opposed to being a hermit or talking to your group only. And I think the best experience is going off and meeting new people and then acquiring new friends around the world. I got emails from Dubai and I thought, who the heck do I know in Dubai? But people from all around the world that I've met over the years of travel, and it's just so fantastic.
I'm assuming that when you talk about 7 hours, for example, to a destination, you're talking about flying out of New York City, right?
That's correct, out of JFK.
All right. And for a lot of these places, do you need to fly out of JFK just to get to them?
Not necessarily. You can go out of Miami. You can go out of Los Angeles. You can go out of Atlanta. It depends on where you're going. And, you know, the other thing that's very interesting is from JFK, it's 45 minutes to Bermuda. Unbelievable. I can get there faster than getting to Montauk.
That's interesting. All right, here's the question that's going to put you on the spot just a little bit. We know some places that are good to go to. Where should we stay away from this time of year?
The strange thing about that is I'm not afraid of anything, so I go everywhere, and I never think in terms of any fear. probably because I'm naive in that sense, and that's a good thing too, because a lot of Americans are paranoid about situations. They'll say, gee, Rio is dangerous, or Jamaica's dangerous, and so forth, and I've been everywhere, and I've never had an incident. So I think you just have to have an open mind and be friendly and as warm as the people that you meet.
Last thing, the dollar is weak, and so it would seem to me that if you do travel internationally right now, it's going to cost you even more than you might otherwise have suspected. Is that right?
That's true, but it depends on the places that you're going to. For instance, in Brazil, you can get a great value for the dollar. And Brazil has 27 states, which is amazing.
But you can't get there in 7 hours, can you?
You can on a direct flight, but it depends on where you're going. If you're going to Sao Paulo or Rio or Bahia or Brasilia or Manaus, it all depends on where you're going.
All right. He's the Globetrotter. He should know. Food and travel expert John Haggins joined us from our NPR bureau in New York City. John, thank you very much for the travel advice.
Oh, I'm delighted. And also to share my African-American travel guide.
And to find out more about John Haggins and his African-American travel guide, log on to npr.org.